Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome the night.
Show where we discuss all the latest movies and news from the world of horror. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host Ian. Ian, are you there?
I am here.
Very last second there, but we're here. Oh, it's been, I'll just say this, we didn't do a show last week. There really wasn't too much to talk about, so we took a week off. Plus, we kind of needed it, going, you know, strong, you know, a lot, you know. Ian had his 1 week off, and I decided, you know what, I need a week off, because we went for a while there with our Monsters Marathon, so we decided to take 1 week off.
Yeah.
And plus, again, nothing new came out, and no news. Well, there was some news, which we'll talk about, and we just saved up for today, because it aims for a bigger show and a lot of stuff to discuss. And since then, a lot more stuff came out and a lot more stuff to discuss. So, we're here. Ian, are you doing well yourself?
Yes, I am.
Yep, that's good to hear. It's been raining like crazy. Hardly a minute goes by without some kind of fucking rainstorm. Power went out twice.
Oh, yeah.
On my end, earlier in the week. It was small, you know, nothing major like it was last time when it was like, oh, crap, is it, you know, the one show that went to hell and back. But we're here, we're good, but all this rain, and everything's been fucking nuts. But we're here, as I said before, we got some movies to review, and we got a lot of stuff to discuss. So I guess the big thing is The Dead Don't Die, not to be confused with the TV movie with George Hamilton, which is a way better movie. It needs a release. That one needs some kind of edition to come out, because it's only on VHS. You can probably find it on YouTube, but man, that's a good movie. That's a really good movie. But The Dead Don't Die, new film from Jim Jarmusch. Okay, this is one of those where the trailer came out and was like, okay, I'm in for it. You know, I'm interested. You know, it's a zombie movie. We haven't had a zombie movie since like Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies, which has been many years, theatrically, you know, of course, that's what I'm saying, theatrical horror movie, zombie movie, and the trailer came out, like, okay, we got a lot of people in there, Bill Murray, Steve Buscemi, just a lot of, you know, decent named people in there, like, okay, it's going to be interesting. Again, Jim Jarmusch, he's not my kind of director, because I've only seen his horror stuff, which is basically this and Only Lovers Left Alive, which is about vampires. And I watched that one like it took me a while to watch that one because I'm not the biggest vampire fan, but I'll watch him occasionally here and there. But I wanted to check out one of his films before The Dead Don't Die, just to get an idea of what he is. Because, again, I know we did, like, Broken Flowers with Bill Murray, but, I'm not the biggest, sort of drama sort of person. It's not my cup of tea. But I needed to get some kind of knowledge of his filmmaking style. And so I watched Only Lovers Left Alive. And for what it was, I enjoyed it. It wasn't too bad of a movie. It was interesting, nonetheless. And so I was like, okay, so I'll give, I like zombies more, so hopefully maybe he'll do something better with zombies. Oh, good. Okay. All right, so here we go. Dead Don't Die. Dead Don't Die is a zombie comedy about this town. I think it's Centerville. And the Earth is off its axis due to polar fracking, and that is causing shit to go down in this town at the moment and slowly across the world. And sooner or later, things start to happen. We have our main characters with Cliff and Ronnie, which is Cliff is Bill Murray and Ronnie is Adam Driver. And the thing is, this is very, very, dry humor. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, one of the films that me and Ian kind of, we liked was The Greasy Strangler. This is the only thing I can really kind of compare it to, is The Greasy Strangler. Because that humor is like very dry, very, sort of, different. One of those just dry humors, like cringy sort of humor to it. And this is kind of worse than that. Honestly, to me, the humor does not fucking work. The joke is like only to like the director and like the people involved in the movie. I digest. I'll get into that a little bit later. But they're just driving around, doing stuff. Things happen. Zombies come up out of the ground. Characters get introduced. Storylines that go nowhere. And just a meandering around doing nothing for hour and 20 some minutes. And 30. Honestly, I did not like this movie at all. And I've heard like people like, oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. It's great. And like, people are like up in arms. No, to me, again, I like zombie movies and I'm kind of, when it comes to zombie films, I'm okay with hitting, here and there. There's always some charm to it. There's no charm at this one whatsoever. The humor was, like I said before, it's awful. The joke is, it's not one of those where the joke's over your head. It's just like the joke goes nowhere. And then there's all these story elements where you're following around all these characters and these character arcs. And then by the end of the movie, it doesn't fucking matter. And I guess that's the joke. There's a lot of self-referential humor and minor fourth wall breaking towards the end of the film. Again, that can work in some films, but this one, it did not really warrant that, in my opinion. It's like the director was just jacking himself off onto the screen, here's my cum shot, throughout the movie. Like, oh, he thinks he's this big, smart person, doing all this, self-loathing in a sense, with inside this zombie movie. And like, oh, there's the polar fracking, people were saying, oh, there's it's too message, with the polar fracking and stuff like that. I didn't see that. I just saw an egotistical director go fucking ham with it within a zombie movie, And again, Adam and Bill, they did fine. I didn't mind that. And some of the jokes didn't work with me. Was it an animal? Was it a group of animals? And every person coming up driving in their little car and just repeating the same joke, that got irritating. And just the zombie portion just didn't go anywhere. Even if you do like zombies, you don't get that much. And then you get all these characters. You get Hank, which is Danny Glover's character, and then Steve Buscemi's character, and it's just like, that doesn't go anywhere. And then you got, like, what was it, the vagrant, you know, homeless Bob or something, or whatever his name is, and, like, he's telling everything, like, he's able to go through this whole fucking town without being noticed by zombies, even though it's like, he's able to, I don't know, it's fucking stupid. And then, like, honestly, you can tell, I did not care for this movie one bit. There's just a lot of things that did not work. And plus, it was kind of boring. It's just like, there wasn't anything there. I mean, like, again, I can deal with, you know, a boring film with, like, there's something sort of there. You know, like the one I always bring up is, like, Terror at Ten Killer. It's a fucking mess of a slasher movie, and it's boring as shit. But I was like, okay, whatever, at least it tried to do what it's doing. This one, there's, like, nothing. They're just driving around, going from place to place. Characters are, like, the three kids in the juvenile detention center or some kind of center. I don't know what the whole fucking point of that was. And, like, the boy was always in trouble because he wanted to hang out with the two girls. And, like, that didn't go anywhere. Like, what was the fucking point? You know? And then you got Selena Gomez and her hipster friends. And, like, that didn't go anywhere. And then, like, the whole fucking, like, fourth wall breaking where it's, like, the song, The Dead Don't Die. Like, there's a song in there entitled The Dead Don't Die. And they're all fucking crazy over this fucking song. And it's, like, it doesn't make fucking sense. I mean, I know it's a inside joke probably, but it's, like, one of those things that's just, like, why? Why is this a main part? Why is this central to the story between all the characters? It's just a dumbass song, you know? And, like, again, maybe it's going over my head, but I honestly, this movie just is not fucking good. You talk. Let me cool down.
All right. No, well, you know, going back to the whole song, you know, and the mild fourth wall breaking, they did in the beginning, they were like, Adam was playing that song for Bill Murray, and he's like, why does this song sound familiar? And he's like, that's because it's the theme. The theme. He's like, yeah, theme song. I'm like, okay. I was like, okay, this is going to be kind of like a dry humor thing. That's what it opens out. And I was like, but that song was getting on my nerves. And I mean, there are even the jokes about, like, turn that song off. I'm tired of listening to it. And I'm like, I don't care. This, like, literally, like, is the band going to come in and, like, fight somebody or something? Like, some zombies off or something? Is that what you're trying to set up for? No. And, I mean, you know.
Yeah, the same, like, World Zero, where the band's actually, you know, going to come in and fight zombies and aliens.
Yeah, and it was just, and that was weird. Like, you know, I mean, I don't know. It was kind of, I had to skip it around a few toward the end because it was the website that I was watching it on crashed. And it took me forever to get it back up. But, like, honestly, I felt like I missed nothing. Like,
no, there's,
like,
literally nothing.
And I was like, because I was skipping around to trying to, you know, get to a plot point. Because that's what I do sometimes. I'm like, oh, let me get a plot point. You know, if I'm trying to, you know, rush through a story. But I was like, I was sitting there being, like, you know, I was like, where is a plot point in this? Because it's just, I mean, there wasn't really any good deaths that I saw, except for, and, I mean, I don't know, it just felt like they were just trying to make a cash grab and just throw a bunch of people who are popular right now. Bill Murray's always popular in online, and Adam Driver's been popular because of Star Wars. Selena Gomez, I guess, is kind of in the news lately. But other than that, I don't know why they made this movie.
No, I mean, I don't know either.
They had good actors, too.
I know, it's just like, if they didn't trying to do the self-referential stuff. Like, again, that can work. I mean, I don't have a problem as long as it works. Like resolution or something like that, where it's like it's kind of fourth wall breaking because of the whole idea like that and the endless, because
Deadpool.
The resolution and the endless are the same. Yeah, Deadpool, but I'm trying to go like horror-wise. Like self-referential stuff. And just like, it can work. It can work if you have a good idea. This one, there was, what was the point of half? Like, even like Bobby, the gas station attendant, like all of a sudden he's in Hank's shop and like they're, you know, like where'd that come from? You know, like all of a sudden he's there. Like he's usually at his gas station talking about zombies and horror and comic books and stuff like that. And all of a sudden he's with Hank, which is Danny Glover's character, in his tool shop, and like they're just getting surrounded by zombies, and like, okay, and then what's the point of that? And there's just like, well, there's like parts of like parts that are missing. Like, what happened to Selena Gomez and all the them in the hotel room? Like, one second they're there and the next second they're dead, and you don't see why. And there's like a bunch of shit that just nothing. There's nothing.
And I forgot that woman's name, but the samurai lady. That was
Tilda
random.
Swinton.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
well, honestly, I kind of figured as much, because that just reminded me of, like, the movie Undead. Like, again, all these things that I'm getting reminded of, like, watching this, like, oh, it's like, even when the aliens get involved. It's just like, again, it's like they're throwing all this shit at a dartboard and hoping it sticks, and it's just like, okay, I'll do this, I'll do this, do that, do that. And, like, oh, people won't see this coming. I'm like, what the fuck, man? It's just like,
yeah,
I don't know. It was a mess. I mean, honestly, to other people, if you enjoy this, fine. I mean, everyone has thing likes and dislikes, all right? But this one, like, again, I enjoyed Only Lovers Left Alive. I mean, that was like, okay, that's fine. I mean, it's a little bit different. It's not super vampire-ish. You know, it's a little, you know, little hipsterish, a little bit here and there throughout the, you know, core of it. But I dug the story, you know, and I didn't mind it, because it did like some kind of weird, like Adam and Eve were like sort of like a little bit of Adam and Eve biblical stuff in there, like they were vampires a little bit. At least that's what it felt like. And but this one was just like, it was an ego trip in a sense. And like, again, like,
yeah.
I said, the message of the polar fracking and the days longer than normal and all that stuff. Like, okay, I didn't see the message that bad. You know, I didn't have like people like, oh, the message is too in your face. I'm like, no, I didn't see that. Everything else is what's too in your face. Like, the message is like on the back burner.
Yeah.
Everything else is what's fucking wrong with it.
You know, and I was really like super excited about this movie. Like, when I saw the trailer, I saw the people in it, I was like, oh, they got some really funny people. I know Adam Driver's, you know, I've seen a few of Adam Driver's comedy skits, and I know his humor is kind of dry, but, you know, I like dry humor, and I like his type of dry humor, and that's the thing. Like, same with Bill Murray. I thought it was going to be, you know, pretty funny, but I'm like, I think I laughed like, oh, like, you know, just got a... You know, just like a little chuckle out of like just a couple parts. But other than that, like, the movie just, I don't know. And I'm really disappointed because, you know, I was going to go see this in theater, but I ended up having to buy groceries instead. So, any adult. But, you know, it's just like, I'm kind of glad that I didn't waste my time and money on this. It's just... I don't know. I'm just angry because, like, of how, you know, disappointed I am from my expectations. And that's what I get for having expectations.
Well, again, I'm just like, okay, it's a cool zombie movie. I can't wait to see. You know, of course, it would be good or bad. You know, I was just like, okay, it's a zombie movie. That's all I care about. And I still, I mean, that even the zombie aspect of the film is very underwhelming. Because, you know, like, oh, we got to go see Aldi Rise from the Grave. Oh, it's zombies? Yeah, okay, it's zombies. Like, are you crazy? You know, I'm not crazy. It's zombies. And it's just like, you know, there's just like parts that just like don't really just like, it's a big miss, you know, huge misfire. And there's just, again, I could go on and just like all the little details
could.
And in, you know, but it's just, it's not worth the time. It's really not. Again, to me, that is, you know, it's like, you know, in a sense, this is worse than Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies. And I hated that one. But at least
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I mean, there's like, this one's even worse than fucking Warm Bodies, and I despise that film.
Another movie I haven't seen.
Yeah, there's like films out there, like people are like, you're fucking crazy, this is way better than that. Like, it could be, but at least those films kind of knew, even though Pride, Prejudice didn't really do zombie shit until like the last half, and the very end of the movies is what you should have seen, instead of sequel baiting it, but oh well. But yeah, this one is just like, again, like I didn't get, like I said, the dry humor, it could have worked. I mean, look at the Greasy Strangler. I mean, that's something like, it worked.
Oh, dear
you
God.
Know, you know, Bullshit Artist and all that shit. You know, that worked for dry humor, you know, and like cringe stuff. You know, just
that
like wacky shit.
Cringe.
Yeah. And like that film works because it knew what it was. This one, it didn't, it just, it's like a floating piece of shit you can't get down the toilet. Like, damn it, go down. And it won't go down. It's just one of those, it's on your, it's like the tick on your shoulder. Like, it won't go away. You know, like, it's like that fly that you get in the house. Like, well, you fucking leave the house. You know, you get it to the door and you open it and just, it won't go out. So it's just like, it's one of those films where it's just like, it gets under your, on your nerves. Like, I can stand films, you know, occasionally. They, you know, like, oh my God. But this one just, there was nothing. I mean, I couldn't really find a redeem. Well, I guess Bill Murray and Adam Driver is like the only thing I can say was like redeemable. Maybe Tilda Swinton, because again, I like Tilda Swinton. So like, there's nothing really wrong there. And but again, there's just like a lot of things. It's just like her storyline in general. Like, she wanted all this. She always wanted to know information. Of course, that comes later on in the film at the very end. But then like, there's all this, like, oh, I read, again, fourth wall breaking that happens at the very end. And, like, the one character, Chloe, or whatever her name was, Wendy, like, she's always, like, in constant fear and panic, and all of a sudden she can't handle it, you know, like, oh, it's still a person, like, it's a fucking zombie, you know, and she's, like, all always in fear, and then, like, her character arc goes nowhere because she sees her dead fucking grandmother, and she's like, oh, I can't stand it. I can't stand it anymore. Like, who the fuck? It's your dead grandma. There's just a lot of things like really wrong. And again, and then, oh my God, it's just like all this stuff's just like coming through my head, and I just want to talk about it. But I don't think we have enough time with everything else. But again, like, it's cool to see Larry Fessenden as well. I mean, he's not really in too many mainstream movies, and he's the hotel manager. But he's done a lot of like indie, well, low budget horror stuff as well. He did Habit and Wendigo and Beneath and The Last Winter. So he's done a pretty, you know, decent amount of horror stuff. But it's always great to see him in, you know, something. You know, you can see him in like acting, of course, in a bunch of low budget stuff. But to see him on the big screen is pretty cool. So I guess I give props to having Larry on there. But everything, but again, his character art goes nowhere. It goes nowhere. It's just like this whole film, it goes nowhere. The whole, you can walk out of this like, what was the whole fucking point of that? You know, there's no fucking point. And I guess that's part of the fucking joke. That they're like, oh, there's no point to go see this. Yeah, there you go. Ian, anything else you want to talk about, you know, bring up?
No, because I feel like it'll go on. Anything else I'd probably say, it'd just be a tangent, so.
Yeah, and this is almost as bad as fucking Cherokee Creek, where we had so much shit to talk about. It was just like a bunch of bad shit, you know. It's on par with that, so I would assume it's on par with Cherokee Creek with just everything wrong with it. But it's a big, you know, bigger budget, I guess. You know, I can forgive, you know, Cherokee Creek because it's low budget. But, like, again, that was like a bunch of jokes and stuff that didn't land. This is the same thing, but with bigger actors and more of a budget, and it still did the same fucking thing. So,
Yeah.
But yeah,
I wish
that's
a movie I wish I didn't pay for.
I told you. Yeah, that's gonna do it for The Dead Don't Die. I can't recommend this. I mean, good luck finding it in the theater. It's very few and far between. So apparently the theater company's got in line. It's like, we can't fucking release this nationwide. Let's release it in under 1,000. And good luck.
Yeah.
You know, because it's very, very few and far between.
I have two theaters by my house that are playing it.
Yeah.
That's the point. That's the, you know, the thing about living in the big city. You always find something.
Yeah.
Whether it's good or bad.
It is true. But yeah, those poor people. And there wasn't that many people there, honestly. There's like, I think there's like four. So
yeah.
it didn't do well. It came in like 12th. Like it made like $2,000. I think 2,000. I don't know. I didn't look at it because like I looked at the main list and like, okay, this, that, all right, whatever. But yeah, it didn't do well. It didn't do well. And good riddance. I mean, as much as I hate to say that, I really do. Like, good riddance, the zombie movie didn't do well. Like, it could have – the marketing was – oh, great. Like, the marketing worked. All right, it got people interested. But then, like, again, like, as I said, like, the company just, like, did not want to release it. You know, it's like, you know, Brightburn was like – how it happened with Brightburn, but you weren't here when I reviewed Brightburn. But – I had to drive farther away to go see Brightburn, and they had the poster at the theater I go to normally for Brightburn coming soon, right out front, like, coming soon, Brightburn. And, like, I had to drive farther away to go see that. And I was just like, what is this? You know, like, they just don't have faith. You know, they just, oh, we're going to cut half these theaters out. Again, I don't know the way the marketing works or theatrical, putting the release companies or whatever they do. But it's a weird business. And it is what it is. But again, like, I don't recommend Dead Don't Die. Again, I want to see, like, more zombie shit, you know? I want to see, like, new stuff coming out. But, you know, like Brightburn and like, sort of, again, in a sense, Dead Don't Die, you know, like, the idea of Dead Don't Die. And, like, I want to see, like, all this stuff come out. I don't want shit like this, you know, where it's like, oh, you know, here's a fucking cum blast in your face, you know, after you get like, Jesus, that was just a hour and a half wait for, you know, jack off session before a fucking blast hits you. But again, it's not worth your time. I don't recommend this. Even if you're a zombie fan, there's not too much there. I mean, what you see in the trailer is basically what you just watch the trailer. If you've seen the trailer, you're good. Honestly, you get everything you want in the trailer. You get all the main scenes. You get the Iggy Pop scene. You get the Carol Kane scene. You know, you get some of the humor, and like, that's it. It's good. You're done. Move on with your life. Do not waste your time with this film. Am I wrong, Ian, for saying that? Just the trailer has pretty much everything you need.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, sorry, I lost you for a second. I accidentally dropped my phone.
Okay. But I'm saying the trailer has pretty much everything you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, even, like, when they decapitate zombies, like, they have this weird black dust ash feel to them. So it's not even, like, gore, you know, like, decapitations. It's just, like, they have this weird CGI mist around their neck.
Yeah, I was
ash.
Like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to, like, infect them or something if they breathed it in, like in like the gas from Return of the Living Dead. But but no. Nope.
Yeah.
Nothing. There was no point to half that movie. And,
nope.
That, like I said, you know, it just makes me angry because that was one movie that I really wanted to see because the trailer did a really good to me, the trailer did a really good job of, you know, portraying that it's going to be actually funny and, you know, actually have like, you know, be like another Zombieland, which it wasn't.
Nope.
And that honestly, that's what I think that's what I was expecting was it to be like another Zombieland where it was, you know, funny. It had, you know,
interesting plots that actually followed through with something, and there was a nice closure. But this had no, I felt like this didn't have a closure at all. It was just end.
Yeah.
Like, it just
basically
just ended.
Yeah.
And you're like,
just
oh,
a bunch of random scenes.
Was... Yeah. Very random.
It's just like they had these actors to put them in, like, okay, this would be interesting to have you in a scene with this. Like, okay, let's do that. You know, that's all it. All it was. There's no point to anything. There's literally nothing. And then all of a sudden, like, RZA is like a zombie for some reason. You don't even see why. Like, okay, did he get bit? Who cares? You know, like why is Bobby and Hank, you know, in this place and they're boarding everything up, but they forget to lock the back door. And then, like, oh, Hank and Bobby's in there. We should go save him. Like, nah, just drive off. You know, who cares? You know, we don't need to police the town. You know, we're not here to serve and protect. Just fuck them. You know, I guess
right.
That's part of the joke. I don't know. It was ridiculous. This movie is just a waste of time. And I hate that. I
yeah.
do. But again, we went on long enough.
Oh,
final
yeah.
plot
yeah.
in.
I was just going to say, like, that the donut and coffee joke. I was just like, that's kind of overplayed. That wasn't necessary. But that's
no.
It. No,
I mean,
it's
overplayed as the fucking soundtrack.
Right.
Let's go on. We're going to spend the rest of the show just discussing, dissecting this film. We got news to get into. You've heard our thoughts. That's the Dead Don't Die, whatever. Into news. There's a lot of news. There's a lot of trailers. So let's get into the news portion before we get into the trailers, because we usually talk a lot about trailers while we have some time. But news. Blumhouse is – well, this is double Blumhouse news because one just came out today. First up is the Black Christmas remake. They're going to be doing that, and it's going to be coming out December 13th. So expect another installment of Black Christmas, you know, the last one, Black Xmas from 2005, I think that came out, 2006. Yeah, that's, you know, it is what it is. It wasn't too bad of a film. If you make it, like, standalone, don't, you know, include it as, you know, like, Black Christmas movie, just like, oh, okay, don't think of it as a remake, even though it is. But, yeah, Black Christmas remake, December 13th, Blumhouse. That's interesting. That's like how, you know, Halloween was, but... just came, oh, yeah, it's come out, boom, done, here it is. But speaking of Halloween, Halloween 2 is coming out next year. We already got another 2020. They're going to have a fall shoot, so it's coming up here shortly. And they'll get into theaters probably next October. David Gordon Green probably is going to be coming back as the director because he wrote the script. And Jamie Lee Curtis is back. So we'll see how that turns out after the end of the first Halloween, you know, after Halloween 2018. So it'd be interesting to see where that goes. Ian, thoughts on Black Christmas remake and Halloween 2 2020?
I'm actually really interested in seeing Black Christmas. I still haven't watched Halloween 1. Or, well, this one. So I really need to get on that. But I think that's going to be neat to see that they made a sequel, but... You know, hopefully that, you know, this one actually, you know, does really well. I, you know, always want the classics remakes to do well, even if they don't, like, you know, Pet Sematary and
things
like that.
Well, as long as it's on Blumhouse, you know, again, I kind of, nowadays, well, except for fucking Truth or Dare and Sinister 2, but, like, Blumhouse is a pretty hit and, you know, hit. You know, especially with Halloween. I mean, people, again,
right.
it's a mixed bag on Halloween. People either like it or they don't. I thought it was decent. Nothing great, but it was, you know, what as I said when we reviewed it, it's, you want to see Michael Myers go around being brutal, and that's what you got. So, again, I'm interested to see where the storyline goes now. Because, of course, you know, after the end of the first, like, okay, I know he's not going to die, you know, because reasons, but, you know, now it's going to be fucking, I don't know, I don't want to give it away because you haven't seen it, so again, I digress. It's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen. And then Black Christmas, you know, it's been a few years, you know, it's been like, again, 2005, 2006, since the last one, so it's time to kind of go back for it, I guess. Even though, again, the original is still the best. So I don't know how they're going to do that. Is it still going to do the phone, or we'll know. Probably have a trailer here in a couple months because it is December 13th release. Speaking of trailers, we got a slew here. I'll get this one out of the way first because it's more of a teaser. Three from Hell is, Rob Zombie's newest film. It's coming out, I think, in September. The Firefly family is back. We discussed it, like, how are they back after everything that happened to Devil's Rejects? Still don't know. It's just a bunch of random scenes. Not much really to go on, but they're back in some weird way. Or whatever, maybe they're in like a purgatory setting, or the Devil's Rejects was a dream or something. I don't know. But we'll see here when we get an actual trailer. Did you see the teaser, Ian?
I didn't get it. I didn't see it. No.
Okay. Well, again, there's not much there to go on, so there's really not much to talk about. But it's a teaser, and you get to see a little bit of an idea. Now, did you see Ready or Not, Ian?
No, I did not actually see that. I've been so busy lately that I haven't been able to look at this.
I'll get on to this one, then I'll save the big one for last. So Ready or Not comes out August 23rd, and it's about this woman who is getting married. The very first thing that I thought about was Dead Mate. There's a film from like the 80s or like Cult of Grave Robbers where like this lady just meets this random guy and he meets her and he's like, oh, okay, is this going to be sort of like Dead Mate where he takes her back and marries her and like there's a hidden secret? And like, no, it's nothing like that. Even though there's very hints of it, but there wasn't. I was like, oh, damn, there needs to be a Dead Mate idea. But anyway, she gets married to this guy and she gets introduced to like his family. And what they do is like after they get married, like they play this game of, hide and seek. And so it's her who is hiding. And then all the family members gets guns and bow and arrows and knives, and all these weapons. And they go and chase her down and actually try to kill her. And like, this is one of those trailers where they gave too much away. So we know that they go down and they chase her around and they try to kill her. We know certain characters in the movie get killed off in certain ways. And, not her. We know that the husband gets involved and wants to save her. And then, like, it's just like, they show too much in this trailer. This is like a 2 minute and 20, 2.5 minute trailer. And, like, I feel like I don't need to see the movie. And it's like a comedy, lighthearted, slapstick in a sense. Like, oh, you killed him, like that sort of idea. Like, which is like in your face, like shotgun blast. And like, why'd you do that for? Like, I thought it was her. Stuff like that. It looks all right. I mean, it's different. I'll give it that. Well, for theatrical anyway. But it looks like it could be an interesting, like fun popcorn movie in a sense with like the way everything's going, laughing. It could be. It is what it is. But yeah, it doesn't look too bad. I don't know if this is Blumhouse or not, but it's one of those that just like came out of nowhere and it's only like 2 months away before it comes out.
Yeah.
So that's you ready or not. So here we go, Ian. Banana Splits movie. While we still have like 7 minutes to talk about it. So this came out of nowhere. Well, actually they say, oh, there's a new Banana Splits movie coming out. And it's going to be a Sci-Fi Channel movie, or it's going to be on the Sci-Fi Channel. It's going to be rated R for violence and gore. And then it said, oh, it's coming out in August, August 27th. And it's like, okay, that's a lot to digest. And then they released a trailer. I'm like, holy shit. So it's definitely it's going on the ideas of like Five Nights at Freddy's, right, because of the animatronic or whatever it is, robots. They're making that. Well, in the trailer it is. It could be people in suits, but it's not. It's a robot. And it's also, like, going off. When I was watching this, I was, like, seeing, like, Wizard of Gore ideas and, like, mixed with, like, UHF, in a sense. Because, like, the Banana Splits, they're in their, traditional, nostalgic costumes. Going after the adults because I think they're going to get canceled. And so that doesn't go well, and so they start attacking people, and getting killed off, and it's going to have violence and gore. So this looks interesting. I can't wait for it. Because this is like some of the – this is the stupid shit. This is like so bad it's good. This could be actually pretty good. But, again, we could be getting our high, you know, our high, high hopes up and just be let down. But I kinda,
right.
You know, who would have thought, like, oh, let's turn the Banana Splits into a horror movie, you know? That the, you know, it's like if they made a – if they decided to turn the Smurfs into a horror movie or something. You know, it's just like, oh, we had to do it for the kids. Like, oh, fuck that. You know, sci-fi says, oh, fuck that. Let's just turn it into a horror movie, make it rated R. You know, like, came out of nowhere. So, Ian, what's your thoughts on this?
I think it's going to – I can't wait to see it, honestly, because, I mean, I did watch the trailer and for that one. But that looks
mm-hmm.
like it's going to be – it looks fun. It honestly, it looks fun. And
yeah, usually the stupid ideas or like the more out there ideas are the most fun. I mean, look, I mean, technically Sharknado, I mean, for what it is a dumb idea, but hey, some of the movies were good, some of them not so good. But this one, I can't really compare it to anything else because there's been no other, like, beloved series that's like, you know, childhood from like the 70s or 60s and stuff like that to come out that gets like a horror movie treatment. You know, just like that's we usually just do it the opposite, make it a kids movie, you know, like Smurfs
right.
and Trolls and all that stuff, you know. Like I don't it's kind of
well,
hard to you know,
I hope they do that with Bozo.
Oh,
that would be good.
Can you imagine? Oh my God, Bozo. That'd be amazing. Like, that would actually be, like, what I would say, like I said, it'd be like a UHF, but with Bozo. Oh, my God. Like, here we
right.
go. We're going to throw the ball into the, you throw the ball, Jimmy. Like, if you don't make it, we're going to chop your mother's head off. And then it bounces around, like, it's very intense, trying to get into, like, the little cup, you know, and it doesn't.
Yeah.
and then, like, because I know, like, Bozo had, like, the little henchmen. Ladies, henchmen, I don't know, like the sidekicks of the ladies with like the gifts and stuff. And so she would come in there with an axe and just like chop the mother's head off. Oh my God. I want a Bozo horror movie. Or just something like that. Because there's like so many ideas I have, like, I want to see with that. Oh man, that'd be great.
Oh no, like, honestly, when I saw the trailer, I was thinking of like other movies that I would like, what's some kids' shows that I would love to see? And, you know, my obsession with clowns, that was my go-to. I was like, ooh, Bozo, clown movie, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, like, it's honestly, I think this is going to be, it's going to be fun. It's going to be ridiculous, and it's not, I don't expect this movie to be good. Now, you know, I don't expect it to be good, but I do expect it to be fun. So...
Yeah, I hope it has to be a little bit tongue-in-cheek. You know, it has to be. But it has to have some of that humor. You can't. It's not going to be one of those straightforward. I mean, if they do make it straightforward, I mean, that'd be crazy. But it has to have – I mean, honestly, it kind of – there's also that movie Terror Toons and, like, Terror Toons 2 and 3, which is sort of exactly like this one a little bit, but with, like, a VHS tape and stuff like that.
Well, what I was thinking of, like, it kind of reminds me of, like – Hulu actually put out a movie where not so long ago where, you know, it was a guy in a teddy bear, like a bear outfit, and he went around killing people because I never watched it, but from the trailer, it was like possessed him, kind of like clown, but with a teddy bear. And it was very
mm-hmm.
interesting. And I kind of like that concept, but I wonder if it's going to be something like that. I mean, obviously, it's not really, but, like, you know, just – I just like watching people in costumes kill people.
Yeah. It's going to be, like, the Krusty the Clown when he has his – you know, all the kids in there. We're going to have fun today, aren't we, kids? And he just fucking kills them. There's, like, so – Sideshow Bob comes in there with a mallet and just whacks somebody with it. That would be great. Oh, man.
Oh, that would be great.
Again, there's, like, so many ideas. Like, now the Bozo you mentioned, like, I just want to see all that. But, like, again, hopefully there's some good stuff. There's, like, already showed a lot in the trailer, like, people getting sawed in half and stuff. So I expect some interesting stuff, like Wizard of Gore mixed with, like I said, mixed with UHF or whatever. But anyway, we're going to get cut off here, Ian. So I'm going to go ahead and say that's it for this week. Next week, Child's Play. We're going to be reviewing Child's Play.